Slacker and Steve on demand.
I know I ask you this every once in a while. Do you think I'm a psychopath?
Yes. What, the way your face looks and the way you're standing and the sounds you're making, I would say yes right now.
Right.
But normally, I would say you're not.
Are you sure?
I don't even know. What's the definite?
I don't really know either, but every once in a while, there's like a study out that goes, if you do the following six things, you're like narcissistic or you're a psychopath or you're a sociopath. So, and I usually score a C or better on those kind of tests.
Right.
But there's a new scientific study out that asks one question, and I fail.
And that determines if you're a sociopath.
It says you may be a psychopath.
Real quick, what's the difference between sociopath and psychopath? Okay,
I'm not even sure. Psychopath, does that mean you're going to kill people?
That's the way I take it. Sociopath, I don't know what that. Okay.
Here it is. I have a feeling pretty much everyone on our show, me, you.
Is psychopath.
I know Aaron, and I don't know if T-Hack is all the way, but... do you enjoy the misfortune of others?
Oh, yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I know. That alone makes a psycho by what?
Dude, how quickly did we answer?
Oh, that's even more
weird,
psycho.
Right?
But we're normal. Every human being.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It says scientists have linked taking pleasure in the suffering of others, a feeling known as Schadenfreude.
Oh, we know
that
German.
We've talked about that word.
Yeah.
They've linked it to several dark psychological traits, including sadism, narcissism, and psychopathy, whatever.
Okay, I don't want people to feel physical pain. They said something about pain.
It says some people enjoy the pain of others simply because it helps them feel better about themselves.
Okay,
that's the Schadenfreude thing.
The pain thing I'm not into, but...
Others revel in the misfortune of those they consider of a different social group to their own. Like when a football team loses,
Or rich people or
when somebody gets their comeuppance. The third trigger they say is justice. Those who enjoy the misfortune if the victim has previously behaved badly.
Oh, that they deserve
it. It's like
it.
A karmic thing.
Okay.
I have to be honest. I like all three of those.
Yeah, I think I sometimes, not like overboard like you, but I think I...
Come on, when somebody cuts you off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If somebody cuts you off... And 5 minutes later, you see their car rolled over.
Ha ha. Comeuppance.
Yeah.
That means we're so...
So you're one of those.
Okay.
Do you, when somebody's talked smack about your football team, said Vikings suck or whatever, and then your Vikings go in and stomp on them?
Oh, yeah. I take explicit pleasure from that.
Mm-hmm.
But being a psychopath is not a bad thing, then.
All three of these emotions are dehumanizing. It's your capacity to look at others as less human than yourself. So
I think the people that wrote this is less human.
Bro.
What?
All of us. This is the $1 billion question for me. I surround, like you said it, like everybody feels this way. I don't know if everybody, but you and I definitely surround ourselves with people who think exactly like
this. Wow. Maybe subconsciously we're like, because
we're like in like a motorcycle club, except we're all psychopaths.
Wow. But see, to me, like suddenly psychopath isn't a bad thing.
Suddenly. The only thing that would have made that better is if I had just fallen over and broken some teeth
out. That's true. Slacker and Steve.